You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Thanks for tuning in to After the Lights Go Out. Woo! What an amazing show. This is your favorite producer, DB, on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to After the Lights Go Out.
Woke up this morning with a brand new attitude. New smile, new style, it's a whole mood. Trying to find a vibe that I can get into. Can see the fellas patrolling. Ladies in them short shorts, got their bellies rolling. To the beep 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 that they playing on the radio. And all they wanna know is how low can you go? I'm in my
show right here on your favorite, the most incredible listening station ever, We Talk Radio Network. It is the After the Lights Go Out radio show. I am your host, Kia D, and I'm super excited to be here tonight. That particular song was It's a Vibe. I love that song. It's actually featuring Taiwan and Shondella. And we actually did not have the chance to get them on this year, but we're going to get them on next year, and we're going to talk about that hit, It's a Vibe, and we're going to talk about a lot of other things as well. somebody that we did have a chance to interview this year. Actually, she didn't come on the After the Lights Go Out radio show. She actually came on Mind, Body, and Soul radio show with Big Joe. And it was earlier this year, and it was super fun. And I actually did have a chance to be a part of the interview. And she's a beautiful young lady. She actually is here in the DFW area now. And I think she's from Atlanta or I apologize. But she's in Dallas-Fort Worth area now, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area now. But she's super awesome, super cool. Definitely support her and check her out. Tonight we're going to be talking about some of the amazing guests that we featured here on the network in the past couple of years. And I'm excited to talk about it. We've really had the pleasure of interviewing some incredible people. We're going to talk about that tonight. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of the After the Lights Go Out radio show on We Talk Radio Network. But first, I have a special feature. This is a hit entitled Again and Again by the beautiful and amazing Carmen Rogers. Make sure you check out Carmen Rogers all over social media, everywhere, all over YouTube. She's amazing. But this one right here is one of my favorite hits, Again and Again. We'll be right back with more of the After the Lights Go Out radio show on We Talk Radio Network. Check us out on WeTalkRadio.com.
I'm
Again and Again by my girl, Carmen Rogers, man. Y'all have to check her out. She is one of a kind, extraordinary personality, an amazing voice. She's a bad sister. Just great all the way around. So definitely check Carmen Rogers out online, social media, all that good stuff. And when you do, let her know you heard about her on We Talk Radio Network. Make that connection. Make it full circle. You know what I mean? We're back with more of After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I am super excited. It is the last After the Lights Go Out radio show of 2021. I remember saying, this is the first After the Lights Go Out radio show of 2021. And now I'm saying this is the last After the Lights Go Out radio show of 2021. Man, it went by so quick. So many things happened this year. And listen, you guys have been sharing your stories with me. I appreciate hearing them. You can go to wetalkradio.com. Go to the Contact Us tab, and you can share your stories with us there. Let us know what happened to you this year. You know, good, bad, ugly, indifferent. I had a lot of things happen to me this year. We had some great gains to the family, some amazing additions to the family. We also had some losses to our family. And I was just blessed to be here, to continue to be here. So tonight, I'm actually paying tribute to the After the Lights Go Out radio show. And we're going to talk about some of the amazing guests and some of the amazing things that we've done here on the After the Lights Go Out radio show, including one of those things. November 25th, 2015, we did our very first live broadcast in another country. We did our first live broadcast in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. It was super awesome. First live international broadcast. And it was really a lot of fun. So that happened November 25th of 2015, and super fabulous. So we have definitely had the pleasure of interviewing some extraordinary people here, including Tyrese and Flow Assist extraordinary group Flowetry, when she came and did an interview here with me. She actually opened up and expressed things that she was like, man, I've never told anybody this. It was really a heartwarming interview, and she talked about some of her time with Michael Jackson, and she actually opened up about things in that conversation that she had never told anybody. And it was just so awesome to be a part of that moment with her, you know, having a moment where somebody has never told anybody anything, but you come here with me and you're here with us, and you tell us your personal secrets. That means a lot, you know. So we want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence for these extraordinary people as well, and continue to talk about the amazing interviews that we've had with them just this year alone in 2021. You know, I've had the pleasure of interviewing some amazing people. One of those is a beautiful singer. Her name is Mariah. She is not only an amazing singer and songwriter, but she's also my Sarah. Shout out to Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And she just got engaged also. So shout out to Mariah. Congratulations, beautiful. Just an amazing young lady. Make sure you check her out. Mariah, all over social media, all over everywhere. She's also from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, she's from Dallas-Fort Worth. This year, I interviewed singer-songwriter Tigressa Jones, singer and songwriter Jada Anise, singer and songwriter Silver Logan Sharp, singer-songwriter Kimberly Brewer. It went down. We celebrated African-American Music Appreciation Month this year, which was really, really awesome. We also interviewed the beautiful Sakina, the owner of Big Toe Seasonings. If you have not gotten your hands on Big Toe Seasoning, you might want to do that. She is amazing. In 2020, we had the pleasure of also interviewing some extraordinary people, singer and songwriter Kia Michaels. She's awesome. We follow each other on social media. She's got an amazing heart. K-E-A Michaels. K-E-A Michaels. Kia Michaels. Her name is Kia, too. Woo-woo. I also had the pleasure of interviewing R&B soul singer Robbie, R-A-H-B-I, Robbie. We also had the extraordinary group Executive Brass with us. Another amazing interview that I had this year, which was probably one of the best of all time. My fiance, he was not my fiance at that time. He was my boyfriend then, but he also has a production company, T. Smiley Productions, a.k.a. T. Smiley. He's awesome. Also interviewed the extraordinary Mr. Aaron Sharp of Mando Shoes. He's awesome. Check him out. He's out of Alaska. He's got an amazing shoe company. He's created his own shoe company. It's called Mando Shoes. MANDEAUX.com is where you can find him at. Beautiful, beautiful custom shoes. And T. Smiley has some, and as well as some other team members. They've actually purchased some as well. So definitely go and purchase you some Mando shoes. The extraordinary Crystal Castillo and singer Alex Harris. He has an amazing song called Falling For You. I'm probably going to play that later on today because I love that song. We also interviewed the extraordinary radio personality, Wes Smooth. He talked about some amazing things, including his time with Stevie Wonder and how awesome that was. So we also interviewed singer and songwriter Mesa. Now, this is like Mesa's like fifth time coming on We Talk Radio. We love her over here. We interviewed singer and songwriter Bob Ivory. We interview a lot of singer and songwriters on this show. Another interview that I absolutely had a great time doing, a beautiful lady by the name of Ashley Smith. I have two songs that I love, 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 love by her, Best Friends and In the Rain. I play those quite a bit here. I love those songs. Gary Little G. Jenkins, singer, songwriter, performer, actor, director, musician, you name it. Gary Little G. Jenkins was on the show last year. He was super awesome. He's so funny. He is super funny. I actually did a replay on his. I do a replay on a lot of people's interviews. I try and do replays on those so that people can have people who miss them have opportunity to listen to them at another time. But that one right there, absolutely hilarious. Seriously, what are you drinking tonight? I got my coffee. I even have some cran grape juice, but I'm definitely drinking coffee. Y'all know how I feel about my coffee. I gotta have it. Gotta have it. Even at night, yes. Somebody said at night. Yes, it's 8 o'clock, 8:21 right now. I got to have it. But I drink water and I drink cranberry juice. I keep my kidneys flushed. I do. In 2019, we interviewed Cecil Brumbray and the extraordinary singer Martell Lacey. Lots and lots of fun. We also had Jeffrey Dennis and Anisha Burchett on the show. Aaron Bogart and Whitney McClain. Singer Whitney McClain was on the show. Singer Siren, Ricky B, and I Am Jazz was on the show. Lots of fun. That was back in 2019. In 2018, we featured an amazing foundation called Jaren's Angels. And then right before that, y'all remember Ron Bultanguez? He was like on American Idol or something like that. Well, I had him on the show in 2018, and like a year later, he actually like was arrested for something crazy. I mean, it was like real crazy. I'm not even going to talk about it. Y'all go look him up, Ron Bultanguez, if you want to know. Anyways, I might need to delete that interview out the system. I don't even know if I want to be associated. Anyways, yeah, it was that bad. The allegations. Again, I haven't looked it up to see if the allegations, if he was actually proven guilty on the allegations, but the allegations were bad enough for me to feel like I need to delete this interview out and delete association. We also interviewed fitness expert Tommy Brown. We actually went to his event. He actually had an event, and we attended his event. Shout out to Anya Jenkins, who is absolutely an amazing and beautiful woman. She actually made the connection for us to go over there and hang out at that particular event, and then, of course, do the interview with fitness instructor Tommy Brown. So, a lot of fun. A lot of fun at that event. We actually also interviewed a group called The Suffers, singer Lindsay Webster, saxophonist Curtis Haywood, a singer Silver Logan Sharp. and that was all in 2018. As well, in 2018, I got the interview for the second time around, the beautiful Ndombi. When I tell you, Ndombi has literally got to be one of my favorite interviews. Y'all probably hear me talk about that all the time. But when I first started radio broadcasting, when I first started doing radio, I had a show called Living Beyond Beyond. And a lot of you remember, y'all remember that show. Yes. And it was I had After the Lights Go Out and I had Living Beyond Beyond. This was before I had the show Kia D Unplugged. And on that show, one of my very first celebrity interviews was Ndombi. And so it was, it's just every time I think about Ndombi and how amazing she is, I'm actually going to play her song up next. But every time I think about how amazing she is and that interview and how it just turned things around for me in my mind. Like, oh, wow, you can interview celebrities. This is crazy. And I had just started. It was like my first interview. It was like my first interview, period. And then it was with her, and it was like major, you know, because at the time she was a major artist, and she had sang background for Erykah Badu for many years and broke off and did her own thing. And she had this amazing album called Pink Elephant, and it was just, the girl is bad. The girl is bad. Her name is Ndombi. It's spelled N-D-A-M-B-I. N is in Nancy. D is in Dynamite. A-M-B-I. Ndombi. She's awesome. In 2018, I also interviewed angel investor Mae McCarthy. I reached out to Mae McCarthy, too, to see if she could do some angel investing, and it didn't work. So, y'all reach out. Hopefully, y'all got some angel investment out of that. We also interviewed in 2018 an extraordinary author. She's actually received several awards and an honorary degree or so. I mean, this woman is amazing. Cheryl Pelody Williamson. She's absolutely amazing. We also interviewed the Dueling Divas. We also had the official Mardi Gras crew of Dallas on that year. 2018 was a great year. 2017, we did not do a lot of interviews. We did a lot of hot topics, and we did a lot of fun stuff. And for that entire year, as well as just about 2016, that year as well, we did a lot of fun stuff, a lot of interviews. And we did interview Men at Large and Avery Callahan. Do you guys remember Men at Large, the group Men at Large? Yes, we got to interview them in 2016. Don Strozer. And James Powell and Felicia White, Daniel Craig, songwriter James Day, who I absolutely love, R&B singer Eric Nolan, R&B group Silk, and comedian Charles Allen. Shout out to Charles Allen, who is so super duper funny. I love him. That year, 2016, we interviewed R&B singer Mesa. We had the group Hiroshima on, which was also awesome. A lot of you all love Hiroshima, the group Hiroshima. We had gospel artist Damon Morrell and the R&B artist Billy Cook and DJ King Scratch. DJ King Scratch was the original DJ for NWA. Shout out to DJ King Scratch. Shout out to DJ Have Love for setting that up. We also had Brother Bailey. And we had Emmanuel Obi and John P. Dennis. We had actor Melvin Jackson Jr., who I adore, DJ Mike B. and Jonathan Boyce. We had comedian Bucky Showoff, who is hilarious, movie director Kirby Capone. We also had hip-hop artist Wade, who is super freaking fabulous as well. That was 2016. So it literally was a crazy year. All these past years, it's just been great. And we've had some amazing people on. And we're going to keep talking about some of the amazing artists and guests and things that we've done throughout the years. We're going to keep talking about it right here tonight. I'm really excited just to pay tribute to these incredible people that we have featured here on the network. And we're going to keep talking about these incredible people. I'm sure you probably forgot about some of them, didn't you? I know you did. It's all good because I'm going to remind you tonight of all the fun we had and all the incredible people that we actually featured on the show. Now, this one right here is, this is the one of the songs that literally has got to be one of my favorite hits. I did interview Ndombi many, many years ago, back in 2009, and then again in 2016. 15, no, 16. 17, 15, 16, whatever I said a minute ago. Yeah, that's what I did. And it was a blessing to have her on the first time, and it was a blessing to have her on again. Please put your hands together as I introduce to you this amazing and beautiful song. It is Can't Hardly Wait by my girl Ndombi. We'll be right back with more of the After the Lights Go Out radio show. It's the last one of the season, the last show of 2021, and we are live here tonight. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I appreciate the love right here on We Talk Radio Network.
I don't know why I keep, when you spend my money, still I keep right home. At times it's funny, but I keep right home. Tell me wrongly, but I won't, I keep on. I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
with you.
I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
with you.
You don't celebrate me. Oh, but I keep
with you.
You go out but never with me. Still I keep on
with you.
You're always competing and I keep right home
with you.
And I started resenting, but I keep right home.
I
can't hardly wait to be through with you. I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
messing with you.
Now when I get up,
I'm not coming back.
Then you'll realize
I was the best you ever had.
So in love with being in love, and it's the only thing I'm thinking of. When I get this monkey off of me, I bet one day I'm gonna leave. So don't tell me you love me, cause I keep right on. Just to please me, cause I, the fact remains is that I keep right on. And you ain't changed, but I keep right on. Hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
with you.
I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
with you.
Somebody else I featured on the show a couple times, beautiful lady, Kanya Doss. This one right here is Come Get This Love by the beautiful and amazing Kanya Doss. We'll be right back.
I wanna get this love.
Okay, so here's another one. Welcome back to the After the Lights Go Out radio show. Here's another hit. We spoke a moment ago about Whitney McClain. We had the pleasure of interviewing her. And this one right here is her hit entitled Fireplace. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Been seeing love for one night. It's too soon for a run.
Let me just say this about that last song. Welcome back to the After the Lights Go Out radio show on We Talk Radio Network. I'm your girl, Kia D, holding it down for We Talk Radio. And you can check us out every single day at WeTalkRadio.com, www.WeTalkRadio.com. Don't forget to check us out over our social media platforms. Go follow us on YouTube. You can catch us at We Talk Radio Network on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, you name it, Facebook, all of them. We are all over. Check us out on all of the streaming platforms. Wherever you hear your podcast, we're going to be there. So make sure you check us out on all of the podcasting platforms as well. We appreciate the support all over the globe. We really do. That last song I just played was Love by Design by the beautiful Regina Bell and the incredible Mr. Glenn Jones. Glenn Jones, of course, we've known for many years, as well as Regina Bell. They have both been in the industry singing for many, many years. And I had the pleasure of interviewing Glenn Jones many years ago. And then we did a live album release party for Regina Bell many years ago. So lots of fun things happen here on We Talk Radio Network. We do live album release parties. We love helping people release their amazing albums, getting it out there to the public, especially good music. You know, a lot of times you cut on the radio, you hear the same songs over and over again. We try not to do that here. We want to bring you different music from different artists, but we also want to keep the good music that you love. We want to keep it in rotation. So we appreciate you letting us know what you love, and we'll keep that good music going. Another amazing artist that I adore that I interviewed years ago, his name is Anthony David. And I'm telling you, something about Anthony David that I really, really love. And so I want to check out a couple of his songs really quickly. This one right here is entitled Grandma's Hands. If you haven't checked out Anthony David, you're missing out. You're missing out on some amazing music. Go look him up. Anthony David, every artist I've talked about tonight, make sure you go check them out online. Follow them and tell them you heard about them right here on We Talk Radio Network. We'll be back with more of the After the Lights Go Out radio show on your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio.
Church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hands played the tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Tony, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hands. Really love it. sometimes I just don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know.
Things, past relations.
You're listening to After the Lights Go
showing all my moves. Ain't no doubt if you play the game right, you'll leave a winner, and we'll be winning. I see. back fantasize about me. Mommy, what got your back to? So mommy, what got your back?
Don't make your move.
Mommy, what got your back to?
I'm telling you to come, mate.
Mommy, what got your back to? Baby, me, what got your back?
Don't make your move.
Mommy, what got your back to?
I'm telling you to come, make move, baby.
Every single time I try and it happens every time. Welcome back to the After the Lights Go Out radio show on We Talk Radio Network. It's like every single time that song comes on by Nola Aid. It's called Make Move. Something happens and my body just gets to moving, okay? It is what it is. So it takes me a few seconds to get back to the seat because I'm literally up dancing and moving. Shout out to Nola Aid. She was also supposed to be a guest here on the show this year, but we're going to get her on next year. I'm really excited about that. The song you heard right before that was by a group called Ascendant, and they actually were on the network this year. So shout out to Ascendant, who was featured here on We Talk Radio Network this year. I'm going to get back to some of the incredible people that we featured on the network. So listen, I left out in 2015. So 2015, we interviewed R&B singer Hakeem Rose. We interviewed the band The Sound Doctrine. We interviewed singer Frenchie Davis. You guys remember her. I think she was also on American Idol. We interviewed singer Matt Newsom and radio personality Simply Candy Baby. We also interviewed someone that I absolutely adore, R&B singer Eric Nolan, as well as a young lady who I went to high school with. Her name is Bree. She has a business called Breezley's Boutique. We interviewed hip-hop artist Keynote and a producer, Victor Faz Clark. We also interviewed director, producer, and actress Deanna Chandler. She's got a lot going on. One of my favorite interviews ever, another one, is Kindred the Family Soul. I've interviewed them. They were amazing. Aja and Fatine. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Interviewed also Dr. C. Williams, interviewed Coffee with Monica Productions and celebrity photographer JT. Awesome people that I interviewed this year. Another young man that I went to high school with, his name is comedian Dr. Bird. He was hilarious. Dr. Carol was with us this year. We talked about, or excuse me, not this year, 2015. We talked about mental health and all kinds of great things, as well as Remote the Band. Remote the Band was with us. So we actually had a lot of fun over the past years just doing some amazing things right here on After the Lights Go Out. I'm so glad that you actually had the pleasure of being here with us, hanging out with us, and, you know, just being amazing. I have another show as well, and had the pleasure of interviewing some amazing people on that show. That show is entitled The Kia D Unplugged Show. Back in early 2021, I interviewed an incredible young man. I went to high school with him. His name is Mark Hughes, and he's an activist, and he's amazing. He actually has an incredible story. You guys have got to go check it out. Activist Mark Hughes. If you have not checked him out, you need to do that. He was the young man who actually here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when there was a shooting, and they actually suspected him of being one of the people because he was holding a machine gun. They thought that he was one of the people that had done the shooting, and he was not. But his life was on the line for a very long time. So he's got a very profound story. You have to check that out. As well as we interviewed this year a beautiful young lady by the name of Jennifer Williams. She has a niece named Alyssa. And in November, it made 1 year that Alyssa Williams has been missing. She is still missing. She has turned 16. She was 15 at that time. Excuse me, she was 14 when she was missing. Now she is 15, praying that she is still alive. She would have been 15 years old. But she has not been seen or heard from since she left the house. There have been some reports of her being trafficked, but we have not confirmed those. But there have been some reports of her being allegedly trafficked. And so just keep her in your prayers no matter where she is. We want to keep little Alyssa Williams in our prayers and our thoughts. And so so go back and check out that interview. We did that interview on the Kia D Unplugged show in April of 2021. Lots of fun stuff. I interviewed one of my younger cousins. Her name is Joy Williams, and she has a clothing line, and she's awesome. J-O-I Williams, Joy Williams. She's amazing. We also had the pleasure of interviewing my sister's keeper, an extraordinary young lady who does a lot of things around the globe for a lot of people. And her name's Nadia Monsano. She's super fabulous, okay? Super fabulous. Back in 2019, we featured a young lady by the name of Chong Kim. She was a victim of human trafficking at one point in her life. And so we definitely want to ensure that we do everything that we can to keep the word out that this is real. Human trafficking is real. And so we want people to understand that it's not just happening across the seas. It's literally happening right here in our neighborhood. So she came on the show. Shout out to Chong Kim. Came on the show and talked about her personal experience. If you have not heard about her personal experience, she was actually someone who was trafficked, but her trafficker turned her into almost a madam. And so for many years, she was actually someone who was out gathering the young girls and young boys for trafficking and so on and so forth. Very sad situation, but I appreciate her and her honesty. I truly do. We interviewed in 2018 violinist Lucine Falone. She is amazing. We also interviewed Jeff Bradshaw, saxophonist Jeff Bradshaw, who's amazing. He has a song out that I love, and it's by him. As a matter of fact, I'm about to look that one up because I absolutely love that song by Jeff Bradshaw. Let me look it up. What's the name of that song? Because I want to tell you the name of that song right now. He sings it with Raheem Devon. I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up because I'm about to pay it. I'm about to play it. Jeff Bradshaw. Man, is it in here? I played it before. Oh, man. Prototype. That's it. It's called Prototype. That's my jam. If you have not heard Prototype by Jeff Bradshaw and Raheem Devon, don't worry about it. I'm going to play it for you in a minute anyway. You're about to hear it. The song is bad, okay? That's a bad boy. That's a bad boy. All right, so we have literally, truly had an amazing time here on the network. Just literally for the past 11 years interviewing amazing people. We're going into year 12 next year, and it's just been awesome. It has been awesome with all of the extraordinary interviews, all the amazing people that have supported us throughout time. Back in 2016, we interviewed a young man by the – he's a singer. His name is Anthony A.K. King. Those of you who remember him, he was the young man that drank his urine. Right. So go back and check out that interview, 2016, February 8th, 2016. You know, if you go to WeTalkRadio.com, you can go back to all of our podcasts and hear all of these amazing shows. Yes. He drinks his urine. You'll go to that one and figure out why. I'll go to that interview. Back in 2015, we did a lot of political interviews. One of those was with Dwayne Carraway. So you guys, if you don't know the story about Dwayne Carraway, go look that up. I think he is either finishing up his prison time or he's still in there. Either way, he did prison time. Uh-huh. Right. Listen, we've interviewed a lot of people on the network. We don't judge. We just interview. And a lot of things, of course, happened after, after we interviewed them. Shout out to Comedian Q. We also interviewed him back in 2015. Comedian Q is somebody I've known for many years. And he's an extraordinary young man who's got a lot of great things going on, a lot of big events here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and beyond. So check out Comedian Q. We also interviewed singer Rhonda Thomas. Singer Rhonda Thomas, she's amazing. Singer Kanya Doss back in 2015. It was super fabulous, super fabulous. We interviewed director and producer Jere LaDon. That was awesome. We interviewed the Duke of Duval County. Anybody in Duval County right now? I'm sure they are going crazy. Yes, the Duke of Duval. We had him on. He is hilarious. Got to meet him many years ago. We interviewed Mike Washington of The Last Gun 357. He is an amazing young man that shows people just how to protect themselves with guns. And I have taken his class several times. I've taken many, many people to take his class. And he does an amazing job. So shout out to Mr. Mike Washington. Singer and neo-soul singer and songwriter, Noel Gordine. I love him, too. I really do. I'm going to play some of his music, too, tonight because I love him so much. So, seriously. Kindred the Family Soul. I know we talked about that. That happened in 2014. So now we're into 2014, talking about some of those amazing interviews. I interviewed my daughter, Tamija. She was signed to an incredible college, and so I interviewed her back then. Singer Eric Robeson, he is a Grammy-nominated singer, and he is amazing. I totally love him. Singer Flo Assist happened in 2014. That was amazing. Definitely want to feature – I actually put up in that interview. Didn't mean to do that. But actually, somebody who's also super amazing, Flo's is also somebody who's definitely super amazing, and I want to make sure that we highlight her incredibleness. So again, she's somebody who came onto the show many years ago and told us some deep secrets, and we were really excited to hear them. We haven't told anybody about them. The only thing we do is tell you to go check out the show. You know, we're not a gossipy network here. We completely and 100% support people, and we want to keep doing that. So go check out the show. We don't do a whole lot of gossip around here. I'm just saying. Some other amazing people that we've had the chance to interview, my nephew, he's a speech champion, and he's also an extraordinary athlete. His name is Xavier DeJuan Green. Amazing, amazing, okay? He's won a lot of awards and done a lot of great things. Two extraordinary comedians that we had the pleasure of interviewing in 2013, comedian Rodney Perry and comedian Ari Spears. Funny, funny, funny. Singer Sandra St. Victor. We interviewed her as well in 2013 here on the network. Lots and lots of fun. 2013, R&B singer and author Tyrese Gibson. Yes, he is hilarious too. Lots and lots of fun. Okay, seriously, lots and lots of fun. It was amazing. Throughout the years, we've done some amazing work. We've had some amazing and extraordinary people that have tuned into the network. You have listened. You've told people about us. You've continued to support us throughout these years. And I'm just going to say, everything that we've done, we could not do it without you. We 1,000% appreciate everything that you've done, every time that you've listened, every moment, every radio show, everything. We just truly, truly appreciate it. We could not do this without you. So I want to make sure that I play this song. This one right here is entitled Prototype by my main man, Jeff Bradshaw and Raheem Devon. Now, just so you know, I am going to the Raheem Devon concert. Charlie Wilson, Raheem Devon, and Joe are going to be here in Dallas on January the 15th. That's my birthday. Shout out to my daughter from Shot from the Bottom Productions, who, and my son-in-law, Marcus and Maja, who bought me a ticket. Me and my fiance bought us tickets for Christmas to the concert. So seriously, and I'm super excited. I get to go see my main man, Raheem Devon. I love him. But this one right here is Raheem Devon and Jeff Bradshaw with Prototype. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of this amazing show after the lights go out on We Talk Radio.
I'm not afraid to Need to recharge my batteries and find a way to from the season sow to the time it takes to grow, long enough to show you I want to let go of you.
Try to repaint it. If you want picture perfect, well, we ain't it, because we painted our own portrait of me and you that can never be tainted. Because real love embodies all colors of the spectrum. Mix a few greens with your reds and your blues, create some new views, then you rehang it. Start over, even though your friends gon' doubt you, and all them other niggas trying to scout you. It gets so tiring, but I'd be lying if I said that I'd be better off without you. And when I think of walking out you, smiling the way they make me feel like I'd be lost without you. Me and you are the only threat to us, till death do us, I'm standing next to you.
And I am Deanne Lack, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
You're listening to
After the Lights Go Out.
Time and death had never really felt love. Stuck in the rut, did not know I could get out of. Out of the blue, like Fiji in the sun.
take you one step at a time. No, you may not understand. Maybe you can't see his plan, but it's all working, babe. Don't you worry, babe.
Who put your vision on the clock?
So it's been a few years and it's still not here. Don't give up now, don't you stop.
Radio show. This is the final show of the year, and we've got less than 10 minutes for the final show of the year. I've been blessed and I've been highly favored to have the opportunity to entertain you for the past 11 years. I just want to say I appreciate you. I tell you this all the time, but I really, really do appreciate you for showing up, man, and showing out every single week. Please take a listen to all of our incredible shows. We do have a special New Year's Eve show coming up on Saturday at 10 a.m. on the K Radio Show. Shout out to the incredible and so handsome T. Smiley. He is taken. He's taken by me. I'm really excited. He's an incredible man, and I absolutely love him. Shout out to T. Smiley. Thank you to every single person on our entire network, all of our team members who so diligently and faithfully come to work, show up to work, and make it happen. Cannot do this without you. We appreciate you. And so before we end this show, I just want to go to God in prayer to thank him for you and your amazingness. Father God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for letting us come here just another day to be able to open our mouths and our ears and our hearts and our minds to be able to receive and hear from you. We just thank you so much for this platform, We Talk Radio Network, for 11 years of service to your communities around the globe. We pray that as we go into 2022, that we will all see each other next year, that we will have a spectacular and amazing year next year. Father God, for those who are down in the dumps, I pray that you would lift them up right now, Lord God. For those who are lost, Father God, I pray that you would find them. They would find a path right now in the name of Jesus that would reach you no matter where they are, Father God. We love you. We praise you. And we will continue to praise you forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being here. Check us out on all of our social media platforms. And I will see you in the new year. Thanks for listening to this extraordinary network. This is the After the Lights Go Out radio show on We Talk Radio. Yeah.
God has a funny way of showing you lessons. For years I was there up in the sky with so many questions. Like, will I find someone for me? Or even if I'm standing in a place I need to be, I can't say that every love affair I had was perfect. But every painful day and late night was worth it. Now I realize
thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.